This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Spain is preparing to follow Italy's example by declaring a nationwide lockdown because of the coronavirus. The Associated Press reports the government in Madrid plans to announce a two-week state of emergency and strict limits on movements by the country's 46 million people. They'll be allowed to go out of their homes only to buy food and medicine, to go to work, hospitals and banks, and to take trips related to the care of the young and the elderly. In Vatican City, when Pope Francis recites the Angelus Prayer tomorrow, it'll be live-streamed in a break with centuries-old tradition. This as coronavirus deaths in Italy approach 1,300, with more than 17,000 confirmed cases. Mayors of Italian cities, including Rome and Milan, have closed public parks, adding to the country's lockdown conditions. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has taken a coronavirus test, and the White House says it's begun conducting temperature checks for anyone who was in close contact with either the president or his vice president, Mike Pence. It is called a move taken out of an abundance of caution. Last weekend, Mr. Trump spent time with a Brazilian government official who later tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. This is the day after the president's national emergency declaration to deal with the pandemic. He had come under increasing pressure in recent days to take action as governors and mayors across America declared states of emergency in their own jurisdictions. The president's move will free up $50 billion for state and local governments to be reimbursed in such areas as emergency workers, medical supplies, and virus testing. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a coronavirus aid measure has passed the U.S. House and goes to the Senate next week for a vote, then to the White House for the president's signature. It provides 2 weeks of paid sick and family leave for those affected by the virus. It would also expand safety net programs that help people weather economic downturns, including children who stand to lose free meals if their schools are shut down. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UK and Ireland on Monday will be added to the list of countries not allowed to carry foreign nationals into the United States. The U.S. travel ban on most flights from Europe is part of the effort to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Americans and permanent U.S. residents are exempt. It is not known if the coronavirus has touched down in North Korea, where secrecy trumps almost everything. But as Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea, if the North falls prey to the disease, it could quickly turn into a humanitarian disaster.
Many parts of the country are poverty-stricken, and aid groups that want to help must first get permission from the United States and United Nations because of international sanctions on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But the U.S. State Department on Thursday signaled it supports providing quick exemptions for those groups. A spokesperson said the U.S. is deeply concerned that North Koreans are vulnerable to the disease. Earlier this week, a U.N. sanctions committee told VOA's Korean service it is also ready to make the necessary exceptions. North Korea urgently needs personal protective gear and virus testing kits, according to an emergency appeal by the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
An official of the UN mission in the West African nation of Mali says two people who were kidnapped in neighboring Burkina Faso in December 2018 have been released. They are Canadian Edith Blaise and Italian Luca Tacchetto. They were found near Kidal in northern Mali and were turned over to UN peacekeepers. They're said to be in good health. The UN Refugee Agency and its partners are appealing for $1.3 billion to assist more than 2 million South Sudanese refugees and five major countries hosting them, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
After 7 years of conflict, South Sudan has formed a transitional government of national unity and appears to be on the cusp of peace. But the new government faces many challenges. One of the biggest is finding solutions for millions of South Sudanese who have been forcibly displaced by years of conflict, both internally and as refugees. In the meantime, the UN Refugee Agency says some 2.2 million refugees and the countries hosting them continue to depend upon international support to provide them with life-saving assistance.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. A fresh round of rockets today hit an Iraqi base where U.S.-led coalition forces are stationed. Five coalition members and two Iraqi soldiers were reportedly wounded. A spokesman said 25 rockets hit the base. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.